morning, all. Yesterday, just a quick recap what we did yesterday. We spoke yesterday about the ending of having a preset camera taking pictures. So, without going too much detail, Bukitsa, we said really it's not allowed. Whether it's a problem of Kosov, could be yes or not, questionable. Besides that, there's a shayla of Zilzul in Shabbos. It's not the right spirit of Shabbos to be doing things, and therefore, the Chayra, one should not do that on Shabbos. What we're going to discuss today is a very interesting question. I want to ask you a question before we start actually the Mishnah here. And that is like this. Is there a problem for me to do a melacha before Shabbos and it's going to go on during Shabbos? That means, to give you an example, can I set my water sprinkler on before Shabbos? It's been very dry. We're not talking about Manchester here, right? We're talking about somewhere else. It's been very, very dry. And the grass is very, very dried out. And I don't want to lose my grass. I want to water the grass, make sure it's nice and green, nice and green.
Especially before Shabbos.
I put it on before Shabbos. I set my water sprinkler before Shabbos. It's gushing out water, it's going round, rotating, it stops, it starts. At the end of the day, my grass is lovely and watered. Is that allowed to be done on Erev Shabbos? It's going to run right through Shabbos. You've read it is. Okay, that's very good. I'm not going to ask you, did you read it from the Gemara or somewhere else? Very good. Really, strictly speaking, there's nothing wrong with doing a melacha before Shabbos and letting it run right through Shabbos. There's nothing wrong. The itz of melacha is for you to do something on Shabbos. That means you, on Shabbos, mustn't go along and water your field. There's nothing wrong with you, before Shabbos, setting in motion your water sprinkler that waters your field over Shabbos. Nothing wrong with that. So actually, good morning, Shabbos. Poskim Mayim Nagina is Mutter. Hu Adin, no one should ever have to do this, Rabbi Yisrael. I'll give you a brocha, to set a mouse trap out before Shabbos. You put a mouse trap out before Shabbos, and it's going to work on Shabbos. Hopefully when I've set it up. If it does, hopefully it'll work. And on Shabbos, the animal will be trapped. Mutter. All Mutter. You're not doing anything on Shabbos. Sorry? Yeah, you're not doing anything. You're sitting still. You're sleeping, hopefully. Hopefully you're sleeping. Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. There's no issa. It's a good point what you're saying. There's no problem with your kingdom doing malacha for your Shabbos. It's Beis Shammai hold that, actually. Quite right. Beis Shammai holds a problem for your kingdom doing malacha. We hold there's no problem. As long as you don't do the malacha, there's no problem whatsoever. So if you've got your mouse trap up or whatever it is, you've set it before Shabbos, and on Shabbos, hopefully you catch the mouse. Or even before Shabbos, even better probably, if you catch it before then there's no problem with that at all. One other example.
It's an option, so it doesn't need the mouse.
It's still also my friend. You mustn't do it, it's a Rabbanon on Shabbos. Even that, the mice is no issa, yeah? Another example is surveyor. Yeah, so you're telling me you're allowed to. Yeah, very good. This will bring me another raya. Okay, I think one more raya. Another raya is also, let's see, you want to colour a beged. So you want to dye a garment, so you put it in a dye before Shabbos. Right through Shabbos, it's colouring, it's getting extra colour, that's allowed. No problem. There's one case, my friend Rabbi Isai, where you can't do this. Where can you not put something on before Shabbos and let it run on Shabbos? Before machines. Before, I'm talking about malacha, it's not right to say malacha. It's something that's mutter min atur, but midrabonon, not ashmasko, not counting that yet for the time being. Midrabonon, we don't let you do it, it's too risky. It's true, we haven't learned it yet, that's why you probably don't know the answer. It's a very simple question. It's, again, have you been here before? Yeah, very good, he's right. Cooking, to leave a food raw, a minute before Shabbos, or two before Shabbos, on a naked flame, and it's going to cook over Shabbos, strictly speaking, there's nothing wrong. Minato, there's no problem. But, you know what we're like when it comes to food? It's very, very risky. People get very touchy with their food. They want to make sure that the food's doing well. So Chazal made a special gezeirah over here. Chazal said, "Oh, that we can't let you do. It's too dangerous to let food be on a flame where there's a danger you might interfere with it. That is not allowed." So Chazal came along, made an Issa Shahir. That is banned. That's case number one. There is another exception, that's what you mentioned before, and that's called Hashmoas Koel. Items that make a noise. I want to read that to you, the Shulchan Aruch over here. It's incineration on base. Reishon on base, Siv Hei. Very, very interesting halacha over here. It's actually Machlokes Mechab and Ramon. Mutter liftach maim legina. A person may open up water to go into his garden. Behem shachim, yeah. Then it says over here, also you allow the machabav nira. Mutter losses chitim the toich lechaim shomaim. Someone like a sheikh. A person could put wheat into his mill before Shabbos. And it's going to be going in the mill, and on Shabbos, either the wind or the water runs down, it rotates, the mill rotates, and all his flour, all his wheat gets ground up, and hey presto, at the end of Shabbos, he's got a whole load of wheat that's being ground up. He's sitting at home, sleeping, or doing whatever he's doing, and he's enjoying himself. But what happens is that during the course of Shabbos, there's a procedure which is taking place, and the wheat is being ground up. Nothing wrong, because he's not doing anything. Says the Ramah, yes, oisrim berachaim. However, some do not allow this over here. Of the chol mokhem sheyesh lochus lashmos kol. Any time where there's a danger, where this windmill, wherever it is, makes a bit of a noise. So you must realize what happens is normally, when someone sees a windmill working on Shabbos, the normal run of the mill, you hear that?
Yeah.
Good? The normal run of the mill, that wasn't planned, you should know. That wasn't planned. The normal run of the mill is that what happens is that the person associates you doing that now. Of course, it could be you put it in before Shabbat, but it's not normal. Most people, when they've got a mill running, the normal procedure is that you put the stuff in the mill now. So you've got a thing which is making a lot of noise. We'll see how much noise it's making. It's making a bit of noise. That noise, people can hear it. And they see, oh, the mill's going in Weisbach's farmhouse. Ooh, I wonder what he's up to on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Not very good. So the Shalom Maris Ha'ayin, or a Zilzun in Shabbos, is not good for the spirit of Shabbos this to go on. And therefore, the Ramah says, we do not allow it.
It was the same with the water pattern. Last time you mentioned it in the sprinkler, Bjorn spoke about Maris
Ha'ayin. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, it could be. The water sprinkler, hopefully, unless you've got a 40 one, it's not making a noise. It should be making a noise. If it's making a noise,
people can see it by walking past.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's interesting. From here, you can see the is only when it makes a noise. It's a very interesting point you're saying. It's the is not if something's going on. The is only lechayra if it makes a noise and alerts people. The fact that it's going on, it doesn't make a noise like a water sprinkler lechayra, which is I don't think a water sprinkler makes a noise as far as I know. What? A water sprinkler. I don't think it makes a noise, a water sprinkler.
No.
So then it shouldn't be a problem, really.
But you said last time you spoke about it, you said people go past and they see the water, they don't know if it put the other
signs. No, I don't remember that. No. Yeah, I don't remember
that. With the pictures, with the photos.
Looks like it's not a spirit. It's not a spirit, I don't know, I'm not sure. I mean, if it doesn't make a noise, the remorse must be its mutter. I have to change. If I did say that, either it was a misunderstanding. Hopefully it was a misunderstanding. But, lechera, as long as it doesn't make a noise, it's not a problem. The only problem, by the way, but don't get too excited with this water sprinkler, you must realize very often there could be a problem, is that very often a water sprinkler, let's say it doesn't make a noise. There's no problem with Marshmallow's curl. Problem is, when I turn my water tap on at home, very often the pressure drops. And what happens is the water is used in my house, it comes on. As soon as I switch my tap off, there's a burst again which starts off, and I'm now feeding even more pressure to the water spring, which is not allowed on Shabbos. So that could be a problem. But besides that, it's more Zaria. I'm probably doing more Zaria. I'm causing more Zaria. When I turned my water tap on, it was cut down. It wasn't so strong, the power. Now when I switch my water tap off, a jet comes out very forceful. That's the chode more than it was before, and that could be problematic.
Even in this such a way, that's longer without...
Yeah, you have to know. Yes, on there. But Kitzer, this case over here is very interesting. The Chayra, this case over here, is windmills making noise. So I'm asking an example. He's right quiet. The Chayra washing machine is very similar to this case over here. A washing machine makes a noise. What other example you think of, Rabbi Yisrael, which makes noises?
Dishwasher.
A dishwasher. Anything else?
Air conditioner.
Air conditioner. No, good point. Air conditioner. The Chayra should be problematic. The Chayra. Anything else? A Hoover. The Chayra, let's say, forget about Amir al-Akum over here, let's ignore the problem of Amir al-Akum. Let's say we've got a way around Amir al-Akum, and the non-Jew is deciding to Hoover my house. The Chayra is the problem of Ashmar's Kohl, unless you've got a very, very quiet Hoover. The Chayra, you're bordering on a serious problem of Ashmar's Kohl. So, where exactly is this Issa of Ashmar's Kohl? First of all, how loud does it have to be? How loud does Ashmar's Kohl have to be? Does the whole street have to be able to hear it to make it a problem? Or, no. A neighbor is what's together. So I must say, Ramosha brings an interesting raya from the Ramah. The Ramah says over here, Mutalah Amir Klimishkoish Kurin Zaigim, Erev Shabbos. The person has to set an alarm clock on Erev Shabbos. Why is he allowed to set an alarm clock on Erev Shabbos? He makes a noise, the bell's going to go, the alarm's going to go. Why is it allowed? So on that, the Ramah says, the reason why it's mutter, because Hakol Yodim Shadarkan Amidam Esmer. Everyone knows you don't set an alarm clock when it goes off in the morning. No one sets an alarm clock. If an alarm clock goes at 7 o'clock in the morning, no one's going to be setting the alarm clock at 7 o'clock in the morning. He must have set the day before. It's normal to set an alarm clock the day before. But it's normal to set it beforehand. There's no problem of doing this. Says Rav Moshe, this alarm clock, not the whole street you're hearing it, Pashtus, it's talking about outside your room. Someone might be hearing it. So Rav Moshe says, the gather is if outside the room where the noise-making machine is, someone could hear it, that already is a problem. According to that, l'chayra, washing machines, dishwashers, all these things, l'chayra, are problematic on Shabbat. That means someone decides to set a dishwasher to go on at whatever time it is, 3 o'clock in the morning, everyone's asleep. Let's say someone decides to set his time switch to go on, the dishwasher to go on. It's possible people might be hearing what he's doing. That's not allowed. Yeah? Washing machine, dishwasher, all these things. Air conditioning is better because air conditioning, many people know that you set air conditioning on a timer. Very often, an air conditioning system is built with a time switch. So it's very similar to a clock. And therefore, anything which is normal, people understand it can be set beforehand. In that case, there's no problem. So only things which people associate with being done straight away, that's where there's a problem. So a washing machine, of course you could set a washing machine on a time switch, but most people wouldn't do this. Even if you raise the time switch, I don't think most people associate with switching a washing machine on a time switch. It's true, I've had it, I've been din don the cuffs, if I hear a washing machine going on, I should think it was done by a time switch. But most people associate a washing machine or a dryer, all these things going on. Most people would associate it with a person who's done it on Shabbos. The mezon issur of maris ha'ayin, one shouldn't do it. A person should not do it. Even if it's very quiet, I must tell you, even if it's very quiet, so the chayyah, you haven't got the issur of hashmaz kol. There's two things one has to be still done on. First of all, I'm not sure how it works, but a dishwasher, when the door is open, the machine will not work. So by you closing the door, you are completing the circuit, in inverted commas, even if it's all off. But lamaisa, you're completing something. Whether that's allowed, I'm not sure how luckily. Besides that, it comes very much to what we spoke about yesterday, that to have a dishwasher running on Shabbos, and your washing machine running on Shabbos, could infringe on the zilzul in Shabbos. It's not the spirit of Shabbos to be having a washing machine and a dishwasher and a dryer, all these things running on Shabbos. So l'chayra, mitzav that, it's not an ideal situation, and therefore l'chayra, that should not be allowed to be done. The interesting thing is a generator is an interesting thing. I never learned that, so I don't know what it sounds like, this generator, but it seems like a generator makes quite a bit of noise. It makes quite a bit of noise. They ask, well, I don't know how much it is, but if it's noisy enough to make a problem for people to hear it, people can hear it, the chayre should be a problem. On that, I haven't finished the Ramah, but the Ramah says that you're allowed to be makel b'mokum hefsed. When there's a loss involved, then you don't have to worry about Hashmaz Kol. Don't forget that Machaba holds there's no problem with Hashmaz Kol. He holds there's no issur at all of Hashmaz Kol. The Ramah says one should be machmir for Hashmaz Kol, one should be strict for Hashmaz Kol. So we are machmir for Hashmaz Kol, but the Mefarshim say, when there's a hefsed involved, a loss, then one can be lenient. If one's got no electricity running on Shabbat, let's say you can't use a generator, so the chayr, that would be very problematic. Your food's going to go bad, a lot of things are going to go bad, and your freezer's not going to go so well, you've got no lights, it's not very pleasant. In that case there, that will be a heter in Hilchas Hashmaz Kol to matter it. So basically, there's two heterim in Hashmaz Kol. Hashmaz Kol is anything which makes a noise, but it's understood by many people that it was set beforehand, much like air conditioning. Air conditioning is a good example. Even a telephone or a fax machine, which someone's got a telephone, there's no issue of his telephone to ring on Shabbos, it takes a recording, or a fax machine that sends out, what do you call it? Because everyone knows, no one's setting that on Shabbos. The fax machine was set before Shabbos, everyone was put in motion before Shabbos, it's a normal thing. Don't set a fax machine just now. The fax machine is normally, that is its purpose, it's running, that the whole time it's been set, and it takes faxes. You don't set it just at a moment. So that is a heter in Hilchas Hashmaz Kol. If it's normal for people to set it beforehand and it's not being done just now. Or another heter would be b'mokum hefsed, where there's a loss involved, then a person will be allowed to override this issa by Hashmaz Kol, and one is allowed to waive this issa and not worry. That's one of the reasons why a generator will be mutter in this case, okay? The bekitsa coming out, a washing machine, a tumble dryer, a hoover, these things do infringe on Hashmaz Kol. And even if you've got clever people who've got these machines which are very, very quiet, So mitzvah hashmos kol you haven't got, then you have to lodden, you have to judge. First of all, you're completing the circuit when you close the door of these things, or is pshat the zilzul hilchos Shabbos? That one has to ask one local rabbi. All right, gentlemen.
It's interesting what you say. People know now because you
but how do you start? How can you start off with a generator?
What at the beginning, the generator is to not to have electricity. So everyone knows you're trying to avoid using electricity on Shabbos by setting it beforehand.
Possibly, yeah. I looked for you yesterday, I haven't seen you in a long time. I know you were. I just wanted to say hello. Yeah, I just say everyone knows you're doing it for that reason.
Not less than an alarm clock.
Everyone sets an alarm clock the day before. No one has set an alarm.
Everyone says the generator before Shabbos because the whole purpose of using the generator is to avoid using it.
That's what a fryer might not know. You're the